Okay, so this is a relaxation exercise to help with the stress that you're dealing with at this moment. So take a few moments, closing your eyes, make yourself comfortable. Find a comfortable position for your hands, for your feet, for your hips, for your back, for your neck. Find a comfortable position for your head. And breathe nice and deep and slow. Into seven, and slowly all the way out to 11. And when you're breathing, breathe in fully and completely, breathing nice and deep. And just when you think you've taken as much air in as you can, see if you can take another little breath in to top it off. And then exhale ever so slowly all the way out, fully emptying all the way out. See if you can squeeze any more air out. And then ever so slowly, take another breath in. Continuing that pattern of slow, continuous breathing in and out, preferably in through your nose, out through your mouth. But do whatever is comfortable for you. And when you're breathing out, just breathe out and let go of everything. Let go of stress, tension, anger, sadness. Just blow it out. Release it from your body. Like a poison that's been inhabiting different areas. You're blowing it out like you'd blow out a candle. You're getting rid of it. Extinguishing it, ridding your mind and your body of these stresses. Breathing nice and deep and slow. And as we breathe in through our nose, we're activating a nerve that produces a calming sensation, a calming response in the brain and in the body. And then fully emptying all the way out. Slowly, continuously, just releasing tension and tightness. And on your next exhalation, imagine searching your body for sources of anger and then breathe it out. Release that anger, not to diffuse action, but just simply release it from your body. So you can take action with a clearer mind, a calmer body, more reasoned, planned sort of way. Breathing nice and deep and slow, searching your body for sources of anger in your body, where it might be living. And then exhale it out, releasing that anger. Harboring anger within us doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve us and it doesn't change the circumstance. So releasing it makes sense as long as we remain connected to action. Committing to ourselves to take steps to address the stressor. But for now, just releasing anger. Anger, frustration at the unfairness of the situation. Anger, frustration, senselessness of the situation. Anger and frustration at the vulnerability you feel in this situation. Anger and frustration on how it makes you doubt yourself, question yourself. You know you didn't do anything wrong. You know you had no malintent. You know this. Deep in your heart. So take a nice deep breath. and release that poison. Release the anger. That will only hurt you. You don't need it to take action because you have persistence and you have resilience. You know you'll fight. Good. See if you need another deep breath to specifically release anger, to let it go. Let it melt away from your body. Anger and frustration that you're dealing with this again. False accusations. Release that. You're okay. You're okay, and you do got this. You're a good husband. A good dad. You were a good employee. You served the military well. You're diligent. You want the best for yourself, your family. There's nothing nefarious, deviant, or perverted about you. Situation's just been misconstrued, misinterpreted. You are innocent. And yes, this is stressful. Another test to your resolve. Another test to your persistence, your resilience. You've survived worse than this. You've got this. Now scan your body for where the anxiety, the fear might be living in your chest, in your tummy, in your shoulders. Your neck. Notice the tightness that comes with anxiety, a clenching feeling. Sometimes for some it feels like a ball, knotted, pressure, tight, clasping. Notice it in your body. Deep breath in and out. Release that fear. Yes, there's a lot of unknowns. Acknowledge it. There's a lot of things you don't know. The outcome is unknown. The process is unknown. The next steps are unknown. How they'll turn out is unknown. These are truths. But just like every other situation in your past, with your persistence, with your resilience, you conquer the system. The Veterans Independence Program, Elena's long-term disability, dealing with manual life and veterans affairs, leaving the military. So many systems you've encountered, one by one, the cardiac doctors. You've persisted. You've navigated the systems. You now understand those systems. You're informed. You're more capable than you were before. And this is just simply another system that you'll sadly become acquainted with. And you'll be informed. You'll know more at the end of this, when it's all over and dismissed. But for now, it's natural. It's reasonable to feel uncertainty. That's exactly what you should feel. But it doesn't mean anything bad is going to happen. It just means there's things you don't know. That's it. But step by step, little by little, you'll ask the questions, you'll persist, You'll figure it out. It'll all become clear. And then there'll become that day where it all gets dismissed. Whether that be on April 9th or thereafter, it'll get dismissed. This has simply been a situation that's been misinterpreted. So again, connect with your body. Notice the spots where the anger or the anxiety, the fear is living. Breathe nice and deep. In slowly. Breathe out with intent to release it. You got this. See yourself taking one step at a time. See yourself making one telephone call at a time. See yourself making one car drive, one visit at a time, wherever that may be. See yourself knocking down those pylons, those barriers, those unknowns, one at a time. You have persistence. That is your good friend. Remind yourself of that. Bring that to your heart. I have persistence. I am smart. I will figure this out. I will ask 1,000 questions. I will not give up. This is my skill, my secret weapon. This will get sorted out. When, who knows? But certainly in time. Repeat that to yourself as you continue to breathe out any remaining fear, any remaining anxiety. Step by step, see yourself taking one step at a time, one question at a time, knocking down barriers, one minute at a time, until the day it's all evident, it's known, it's familiar to you. Ask yourself, do you need more time to release the anxiety and the fear? Take some purposeful breaths to do so. This may feel like the false accusations in Cold Lake. There may be some feelings that are similar. However, I want you to take inventory. You are no longer in Cold Lake. You are free of the military. You have a stable income. You're getting help. You're much better than you were 3 years ago, and you'll continue to improve. You can assert yourself, ask questions more calmly, more persistently than ever before. You can analyze more critically. You become less overwhelmed. This is not Cold Lake. You are a free individual. You have resources at your fingertips. You have the freedom of movement. You can go wherever you want. Seek help. Seek support. Unlike when you were in Cold Lake, you are a free man. You're not constrained in any way. You can advocate for yourself. You can meet your needs. This is not Cold Lake. Yes, the only similarity is that it's a false accusation of a sexual nature. But you know this is false. You know this has been misconstrued. You are not in Cold Lake. You are free. And like any other free individual, like myself, you will persist until this dismissed. And perhaps stricken from your record, you will persist. That you know. Now scan your body for any other emotions harboring sadness, overwhelm, whatever it may be. Identify it, and if it's overwhelm, remember, 1 hour at a time, one task at a time, one phone call at a time, one activity at a time is all you can do. And beyond prioritizing, once you have your list and you've prioritized it of the different steps, the different activities, the different tasks, and you plan out when you're going to do them, you put them in your calendar, and then you focus each day. What is my task for the morning? What is my task for the afternoon? And that is all you can do. So we can have lots of balls to juggle, but we only have one brain and two pairs of hands. We only have two legs, and we can only reasonably and effectively focus on one thing at a time. So it really doesn't matter how many balls are in the air. Once we've made our list, once we've prioritized it, set dates to it, and follow our plan, that's all you can do. Doesn't matter if it's 100 balls, 10 balls, 5 balls. That's all you can do, is one at a time. One task at a time. That's it. One brain, two hands, two feet. You can only reasonably and effectively and efficiently do one thing at a time. That's what research shows. If you've made your list and prioritized it, set dates to it, and you follow your plan, that's all you can do. You can revise it as new information comes forward, but that's all you can do. And you can remind yourself of that. There may be sadness that you have to focus on this. Sadness over the new stress in your life. Sadness that some strangers have misconstrued, misinterpreted you in this fashion. We don't know what their biases are, what their weaknesses or their strengths are. We don't know anything about them. We don't know if they have had trauma in their past. We don't know anything about them. But you know. You did not do anything wrong. I am a good person. I'm a good husband. I'm a good dad. I'm a good friend. I'm a diligent employee. I'm a good citizen. I'm a good son. And those are the things I want you to remind yourself of 10 times a day. And when I say good, it's just simply doing your best. It's not being perfect. None of us are perfect. Remind yourself, each and every day. You're a good citizen. You're a good and helpful person, kind, charitable, giving of your time and your energy. A good husband, a good dad, a good son, a diligent employee, friend, citizen. These are the things you are. You are not a pervert. So release any remaining stress from your body. Let it float away. See it float away. See it dissipate. And those words you said earlier, you got this. You got this. I got this. Repeat that to yourself over and over again. I got this. I'm a decent human being. I'm a loving father, caring friend, dutiful husband, diligent employee. I'm a wonderful citizen. I'm abiding, considerate, respectful. Repeat those to yourself. And that is who you are. Never what anybody else tries to tell you you are. Never, ever. So when you're ready, you can return back to the room around you, keeping those words, those sentiments, those mantras close to your heart, with you every day. You define who you are by your actions, by your deeds, by your behaviors consistently over time. Not a stranger. Stand tall. Walk proud. Feel the strength. So when you're ready, you can return back to the room around you, relaxed, refreshed, and confident.